Okay, let's turn to retirees. On average, about 10,000 Americans retire every day, and increasingly, some of them are retiring on the road. Frank Morris from Here and Now contributor KCUR in Kansas City reports.
There are some young families milling around the recreational vehicle show in Topeka, Kansas, but many shoppers are either approaching retirement or settled well into it.
I'm Diane Herrick, this year's president of the Working Sams here in Topeka.
Herrick is sitting at a big round table by the snack bar with members of an RV group that goes back a quarter century. Sam's is short for Samaritans. The Good Samaritans is a national camping group with hundreds of local chapters. The Working Sam's is one of them.
Once upon a time when this was a brand new club and these were some of the founding members over here, everyone worked and nobody could go camping until after they got off work. But now everyone is retired, but we're still Working Sam's.
And in retirement, Working Sam's members are at liberty to pursue what Herrick describes as an exhilarating lifestyle.
Seeing the world, being alive, getting out there. You get out in nature, out in the country, you're sitting on the ocean or you're sitting in a mountain or you're sitting by a stream.
Don't think open spaces and solitude, though. The kind of RV travel that most retirees do isn't even close to traditional camping.
Well, it's much simpler before, and now my idea of roughing is not having full hookups.
By full hookups, Nancy Bauer, a charter member of the Working Sam's group, is talking about electricity, running water, sewer, maybe cable TV, phone, and Wi-Fi. She says, in some ways, RV travel is more luxurious than staying at hotels.
One thing we like is the convenience of not having to haul things in and out of a motel. Another thing is if there's dirt in there, it's our dirt. It's not somebody else's. And we don't have to worry about bed bugs.
Okay, so you can gain a little control over your environment, but at what price? Bare bones camping trailers go for around 10 grand, but most people want something bigger and better. It's not hard to spend $100,000 on a large trailer and over $500,000 on a luxury motorhome. Both require specialized maintenance. There's also finding a place to park. A spot at one of those full hookup RV parks can cost upwards of $40 a night. You also have to learn or know how to drive a large vehicle or pull and back a big trailer. One thing you don't have to worry about, says Herrick, is getting bored.
We sit around and eat. We try and pick campgrounds that are near a festival, and we may go to the festivals or the storytelling, or we may go looking at rocks and geology or nature studies, or we may go to a historical site.
We drink a lot of beer, too.
That's good.
Wine.
This kind of rolling party is attractive to a lot of people, and RVs are poised to sell in near record numbers this year. Retirees are the prime buyers, but even with all that, the percentage of elderly people who actually take to the road is small. When the AARP surveyed its members planning to take driving trips around the United States this year, it found that only 3% of them plan to stay in an RV park. Still, Joan Barnes says that when sampled, traveling with an RV can be habit-forming.
Yes, I think it certainly can be. In fact, we have many friends that have sold their homes and just are full-time.
The big thing was we sold our house, and we kind of jumped into RVing out of necessity to begin with, but we're very much enjoying it.
Darlene and Bob Han had never owned a camper until about a year ago. Months after buying one, they put their house on the market. It sold almost immediately and tossed the Hans into a new lifestyle.
All of a sudden, we're in our RV full time. Sometimes we stay around where the kids are. Right now, we're in the Rio Grande Valley. We're just having a pretty darn good time.
The Hans chose Texas because they couldn't find a place to park their RV in Florida. Han says there are around 500 RV parks on the Mexican border set up for winter Texans.
Got the pool, the woodworking shop, the shuffleboard courts, the dance floor, the sewing room, about everything in a 55-plus resort could offer.
Han says it is liberating not to have a house to worry about, and they're not in a hurry to tie themselves to anything besides their camper trailer.
We are still looking to have a nest somewhere else, but we haven't found that yet, so we're just going to travel for a while before we settle down.
For now, they plan to stay out, following good weather, enjoying the United States, along with a growing community of highly mobile retirees. For Here and Now, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.